Brazil's political class is bracing for what promises to be one of the most scandal-rocked years since the restoration of democracy 15 years ago. The fears are based on threats by the former president of the Brazilian Senate, who had a falling out with the governing coalition and now promises to release proof of corruption in the government. Most political analysts believe the disgruntled senator has enough information to do a lot of damage, even cripple the administration of President Fernando Henrique Cardoso. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Brasilia.
These are tense times in the Brazilian Senate, usually the scene of backslapping Latin cordiality. The senators have been on edge since last month, when they voted to remove longtime political chieftain Antonio Carlos Magalhães from his post as Senate president. This was not a step they took lightly, as Magalhães has held power in one form or another for 3 decades and knows how to punish disloyalty. But for some of the Senate's more junior members, ousting Magalhães has been a long overdue rebellion against Brazil's ruling elite. This pent-up resentment against the former Senate president was demonstrated by this outburst from junior senator Helena Eloisa.
Your Excellency has developed the bad habit of scaring a lot of people with your plantation owner mentality. You think you can crack a whip and grab people by the ear and drag them down to your slave quarters.
Magalhães, who's known universally by his initials, ACM, is not defeated yet. ACM is a tan, heavyset man who sports a neatly trimmed white pencil mustache and displays an almost unerring instinct for taking sides with the winning team in Brazilian politics. Now, after his unaccustomed and humiliating loss of the Senate presidency, ACM is displaying his other great talent, getting even.
Vossa Excelência vai se arrepender bastante.
You're going to be very sorry, Magalhães told the senator who attacked him. But that message could also be meant for President Fernando Henrique Cardoso. ACM, who until very recently was part of Cardoso's coalition government, has told federal prosecutors that he'll help them find proof of massive corruption in the Cardoso administration. ACM's enemies downplay the threat, saying it's just a case of sour grapes. But in private, they acknowledge that he's dangerous. David Fleischer, an American political scientist who studied Brazilian politics for 40 years, says ACM knows exactly what he's doing.
The press spin on his actions have been very much the raging bull or the wounded bull who is in the China shop and wreaking havoc out of an emotional reaction. However, his pot shots or his cannon shots have been very accurate.
ACM says he knows how to link the Cardoso administration to one of the most egregious cases of institutional fraud in Latin American history, a scheme in which a retired judge allegedly embezzled $150 million from the construction of a single courthouse. And if that's not enough, ACM has hinted that he also has evidence implicating Cardoso's allies in any of the dozen or so ongoing unresolved corruption cases, which all told could be worth more than $1 billion. But ACM himself is no saint. There is substantial evidence that he's been the beneficiary of graft in his home state of Bahia, and some senators have even accused him of tampering with the secret ballots while he was the Senate president. But despite the spiral of competing accusations, Professor Fleischer says few Brazilians expect any of this will result in anyone being punished.
Our judicial system is very problematic, overburdened, tremendous case backlog, and a very loose law system which gives tremendous advantages to defense lawyers in defending their clients accused of corruption. So we have a lot of indictments, but very, very few convictions.
The real purpose of the dueling dossiers, Fleischer says, is purely political. Maximum damage in advance of next year's presidential race. Fleischer says if ACM can deliver the promised corruption bombshells, he'll be able to sideline the president and regain his old role as kingmaker. But the collateral damage to Brazil's young democracy may be longer lasting. Brazilians already have a low opinion of their elected officials, and the impending scandal war isn't likely to improve Brasilia's image. Martin Costi, NPR News, Brasilia, Brazil.